Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at James Bond style attacks, right? And what's reasonable and what's not. When I was involved with robotics with my kids, you know, maybe about 5-10 years ago now, I went out to Toronto, and one of the demos I saw was a guy who had taken old floppy drives and used them to produce music. It was actually the Star Trek theme, right? Or Star Wars theme. A million people are now going to like tweet at me that I got that wrong. But you know, like the Emperor March, dun, 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 that one, right? And they were doing it over floppy drives. Like, this is awesome. And so when I was doing a podcast for my sec, besides one of the many times I was doing podcasts, I was actually found hard drives, music, and I was using that as the intro and outro music. I love that sound. So now comes news that there's actually researchers who are using that for data exfiltration. So, pro tip, watch the sound of your hard drives, or don't, as we'll talk about in a moment. The attack is called disk filtration, and what it does is it uses the hard drive, right, much like the people in play music, it uses the hard drive harmonics, pulses those drives, and uses that to send data out across air-gapped networks. So you basically play the music, or play the sounds, and over the waves, you listen to sounds, and you change it back to data. Or you can send out files. Disk filtration, researcher just published it. Research it if you want to know more. Question to you, should you stop disk filtration? This is one of the things we oftentimes think about, right? Is the reasonableness of any control versus the technical feasibility. Is it technically feasible to stop disk filtration? Yes, it is. I can put in noise cancellation devices. I can wrap my hard drives in subwoofers. I can make sure that no one can get close enough. I can, you know, make white noise generators. There's a million things I can do. Technically feasible to stop. Is it reasonable that I do so? There should be a reasonable test, right, for every control we do, because there's so many things that could go wrong, so many ways we could get breached, so many different things that we need to be concerned about. If we rabbit hole down each one of these things, like disk filtration, we can spend a lot of resources hopping from one to another to another, and yet still leave open some of the most widely used attacks that criminals use to get data. And let me tell you, it's not disk filtration. It's things like stealing records, breaching databases, taking advantage of unused patches, all the unsexy things that we don't necessarily want to talk about. So, check out disk filtration. Better yet, have some fun Googling hard drives making music, because it's hilarious and it's good stuff and it's amazing. And remember, whatever you're doing, whenever you're doing security controls, remember, don't choke and apply a certain amount of reasonableness to make sure that they are actually something that you should be concerned about. Thanks so much.